Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Happy Monday morning to you on the 16th day of December, 2024. I'm Andy. Jack Lancaster.
Good morning.
Hi, Jack. What's up, man?
Well, it's a little frosty out there.
A little frosty.
But that's okay.
A little bit. I have good news for you. By the end of the week, by Friday, it's going to be 65 degrees in the afternoons.
Ooh.
I mean, it's warm enough. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is it's still going to be cold at night.
Yeah.
In the 30s. Yeah. But, you know, I'm all for 65 in the middle of the day.
Oh,
December.
Man. Let's ride my bike. Get out the bike and go
yeah.
for a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a bike rider, huh? I knew
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
McGarry used to ride his bike all the time.
Oh, did
too.
He?
Yeah.
Well,
he was a big bike guy.
Yeah.
I think I could ride a bike still, but I have balance issues, and the doctors recommended I not ride any two-wheeled vehicles, including motorcycles, so I don't ride bikes anymore.
Okay. Well, there's tricycles out there.
Yeah.
And there's those motorcycles that are the three-wheelers.
Harley
two
trike. Yeah,
but they got one with the two in front that's more stable
than one
in back.
The Can-Am, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I actually... I had a friend who ran the Vanderhall dealership here in town, and he used to let me. Have you seen those Vanderhalls? They're three wheelers, basically.
Oh, the little cars, looking things. Yeah,
with just one wheel in the back.
Still very exposed in one of those.
They're really low.
If
you get hit by a truck,
you're done.
Even a pickup,
you're pancake.
You're done.
Yeah.
But they're fun to ride around in. They look really cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And we're all about it. Our age.
Oh, we are
cool,
about cool. I'll tell you that right now. That's all we got.
I think cool flew the coop. I think it's gone now. Yeah, we got aged out of the cool category. But a couple of things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence a little bit later on in the program. Right now, I want to just maybe spend a few minutes on and get Jack's take on the dronepocalypse that's happening right now. There are now, I think, the last number I saw was over 40,000 sightings of drones, large drones along the East Coast, mostly in New Jersey, but also there have been sightings of large drones in California and Oregon as well.
Yeah.
And I guess, Jack, the first thing I would ask you is this something we should be worried about? What the heck's going on?
I think what worries me is the fact that nobody seems to have any answers.
Yeah.
That's the part. And, you know, it's so funny. I could think of a scenario where some adversary is out there and they're testing us, and they're doing it at the time when
putting feelers
when
out.
Biden is just, you know, before Trump gets in, because, you know, what did Trump say on his tweet? He said, "I think we should shoot him down."
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Here is the latest story from the Wire. Lawmakers are still demanding answers about unknown drone activity that has been reported recently. These New Jersey residents, and this is a pretty funny quote, but pardon the beep, I also want to know what's going on.
Oh my God, it's so close!
That ain't no plane. I watch planes fly, bro, over here all the time. That is not a plane.
First drone of the night, just getting home from work.
Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, and Oregon, with users uploading videos to social media. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC News that more personnel and technology will be used to help New Jersey State Police address the sightings. And everybody is still going, what are they? What?
I don't know why it's such a hard thing. I guess they only fly at night. And they have a long
and
time.
So there's a new law. Used to be you were not allowed to fly drones at night.
Yeah.
It was against the law. So they just legalized that. And some of the authorities are saying, well, they've always been there, you know, during the day. We just couldn't see them because they were up high. And now at night, with the green and red lights they're required to have on them, now we're seeing them. That was one of their excuses.
Okay.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not either.
No.
No.
One of the authorities was like, the ones we investigated, there were planes. So people are stupid. And I'm like, I'm not buying that one either.
Yeah.
Like the guy in the audio clip just now. He's not even a plane.
Yeah.
In no way.
I don't know. It feels weird. I mean, when you listen to look at all the stories that are on it, it feels like something weird's going on.
Yeah.
Something not normal.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a deep state thing or, cause it's funny because when they say the explanation, I think there was a Homeland Security guy that was saying some explanation. Nobody believed the guy.
No.
Nobody believes anybody anymore, especially out of the government.
Well, we've been lied to so much.
We've been lied.
That
yes.
we're just skeptical of everything they say.
Yeah, COVID really did a number on
yeah.
on well, us and believing.
Then you go, Joe Biden, I will never pardon my son. That's not something I'm going to do. That's not going to happen. I will not. He said, I think it was 17 times.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the opportunity came up after the election,
right.
What did he do? He pardoned his son.
Of course.
Something he said he wasn't going to do.
Yeah. I mean, well. I've never believed anything he says anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I guess the thing I'm thinking about now is okay, it's the coast right now, which would imply, Jack,
something
offshore is controlling these things.
Yeah.
It's not inland in Utah or Colorado or Iowa or Indiana or whatever.
I don't know.
So you go offshore. Well, that almost certainly feels like it's going to be something from another country.
Yeah.
Right?
So if these drones have like a 10 or 15 or 20 mile radius and they can loiter for a long time, then. But why New Jersey?
Yeah. That's a good point. I guess there's some military installations there, but other than that, I mean, it's flying over neighborhoods and stuff in New Jersey. Somebody said, well, it's an Iranian mothership controlling them out off the coast of the Atlantic. Well, they have done. There's no way an Iranian ship could get within 15 to 20 miles of our shores. I hope.
You know what?
Yeah. You make a good point.
You know, it's probably not flying an Iranian flag.
Yeah.
It's probably not Iranians on board.
Right.
It could be people that are being paid by Iran.
That's a good point.
You know, everyday Americans that just care more about the money. Hey, you want to fly these drones? We'll give you some money.
Yeah.
They don't even know they're working for Iran.
Yeah.
They're working through some other guy.
Yeah.
And they're just running a big old, they got a big old freighter out there or whatever, an old, used freighter that they surplused out and, you know, maybe a something. And it's just sitting there like it's normal and nobody pays attention to it. Next thing you know, you know, those UAPs that the Air Force had taken video of, that was off the coast of Virginia.
Okay.
And that was when they were running into a lot of that stuff and they had to, you know, change their maneuvers. Those F-18s were getting pictures of them. And those were the ones that nobody can explain.
Yeah.
In daytime.
And they were pretty, the videos were pretty compelling. I mean, it was like, okay, this doesn't seem normal.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people are looking up now. So, I mean, I've seen some stuff where you're driving home from work at night.
Yeah,
I've seen three different times. I drive up the boulevard, and then I get on I-15 because I live in Washington, and right past the cut, around 9:45, 9.
So right by the mall, sort of.
Kind of by the mall, but I'm on the freeway, and there's something really slow and low flying over, and I've seen it like three or four times.
Not a helicopter.
It could be, but it's slow. Hmm. It's like it's not getting anywhere very fast. So it seems weird that it would be helicopter, because if it's like one of those life flights headed to the hospital, they're usually.
Oh yeah. And they're loud.
They're loud.
You would have heard it in your car.
Yeah, right.
They're even with music on. You, I mean, because we are on the flight path to Life Flight in our house, kind of in Middleton, that area. I hear helicopters all the time, maybe three, four times a day.
Oh, okay.
And they're loud inside my house. I can hear.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So
I don't know. Maybe we're all misidentifying stuff. I don't know.
It just seems a little too. There's a little too much for the government to deny. You know, and I had Jimmy Kesson on earlier today on the program, and he's like, well, it's probably government surveillance. It's probably our government surveilling. And I made the comment. I said, you know, maybe, and if it is, that's probably the best case scenario as far as what they are, because if it is a foreign entity testing, you know, kind of putting the feelers out of what the United States going to do if we – I mean, next time these drones show up, maybe they're armed.
You know what? You know what it could be?
Yeah.
It could be.
Aliens?
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay.
It could be disclosure. It could be the beginnings of disclosure. What I mean by that is, okay, so they're going to start flying these drones to get people to look up.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the next thing is the aliens are going to announce themselves, and now everybody's looking up.
Really?
You know.
Is this a movie?
No. It's just kind of one of those things where. I watched a movie. It kind of freaked me out the other night.
Okay. All right. What was the movie called?
It was a series on Netflix, and it's called The Three Body Problem.
The Three Body Problem. Okay.
Yeah. And, oh, man, it was actually one of the better sci-fis. And sci-fi is tough to get good. And for me.
So this wasn't a documentary. This was an actual fiction.
This is a fictional thing, but okay. It's basically these aliens are on their way to us, and they'll be here in 400 years. But they've already sent a couple of drones, and they're manipulating the physics of our, and they're causing our scientists to commit suicide.
Ooh.
It's actually pretty cool.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Name of it again was?
The Three Body Problem.
Three Body Problem.
Well, the reason why I called that is because it's a, it's the three bodies are three stars that have irregular orbits around each other, and there's a planet orbiting one of the stars, and they can't predict how long they're going to have a period of peace and prosperity without the sun's lining up and creating a gravity issue or creating a burning issue or something mm-hmm. like that.
So they're going to come here?
So they're going to come here to, yeah.
There's a lot of sci-fi plots about aliens needing to come here.
Well, and it's not a new thought, but it was an interesting thought. It was a different thing because, you know, you got 400 years to prepare, and that's kind of a weird thing. You know, you think you know, and they know they're coming, and there's already people on Earth in communication with them.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun.
Sorry. Got off on a tangent there. See? And that's what I'm talking about. Everybody's looking up, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're seeing stuff. And maybe it is regular aircraft like helicopters or, you know, somebody's back, you know, somebody's, you know, little drone that they do for whatever. But then what? You know?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, those drones, you know, you can put infrared cameras on them.
Sure. You know, you can put anything you want.
You can put anything you want.
Like I said, maybe next time they show up and they have weapons on them. They have
That's what Ukraine does.
Yeah.
They drop bombs right. You ever seen those Ukrainian videos where they drop the bomb right through the hatch of the tank?
Yeah. And they're blown up pagers too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
So I don't know.
It's
a weird world we live in, and
my
you know, the one thing that I've been thinking about, and I talked to my wife about this yesterday, is speaking of the world we live in, I always assumed, and maybe it's my fault for being naive a little bit, I always assumed the FDA had my back with what was going to be in my food. I always assumed the government had my back if there was going to be someone try to invade our country, our government would kick their butts and, you know, whatever. I always assumed that being in America, everything was going to be okay because the government had my back. And now I'm starting to see, not so much, really. I mean, you look at what the FDA has allowed in our food now.
Yeah.
All these cancer-causing properties and all these... You know, Europe and Canada even ban some of the things that are in our foods because they know they're going to kill us or they're going to harm us. And the U.S., the FDA is like, it's fine. Don't worry about it, you know. And it's a little scary. I mean, I grew up in a world that, and you did too, that we trusted when we were young the government to make sure everything was going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Or the cereal we pour in our bowl in the morning was going to be fine.
You know, and then, but living here, you know, in the 60s and some of the, I'm not old enough to have lived here in the 50s, but my mother, she saw them testing the bombs over at the test site above ground. And they had four or five of those and then the downwind and then the government, you know, denied that the fallout of the radiation had anything to do with, you know, the high cancer rates that were going on. And, you know, there's a beginning right there of somebody, you know, because they're not owning, you know, what happened. I mean, obviously they touched off the nukes. It was a whole thing. It wasn't a secret. You could watch it, you know, even from Las Vegas, you could watch the light, you know, when they touched one off. So
they've been lying to us a long time.
But it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you put stock in, and there was a post actually on over the weekend in one of the St. George Facebook pages about downwinders and thyroid cancer, and they're talking about, you know, there's some new property being developed that, you know, there was a uranium mine there, so it was stirring up that soil, that dust, going to cause radiation to be floating in our air. And, you know, the number one thing that kind of went on my radar was the thyroid thing, because I have hypothyroidism. I take a pill every day to make up for my thyroid not working correctly. I've lived here 30 years. I know a lot of people believe that the thyroid problems that is so prevalent here in St. George, and I don't have numbers to back it up, but, three times the national average are because of that.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
I don't know. Be honest with you, I don't know. It's been so long. You know, I think the last one they did was like 60.
Yeah.
And, you know, so 60.
30 years before I got here.
Right. And, you know, of all the wind and the rain and the erosion and, you know, because basically what happens is whatever the radiation is that's got kicked into the atmosphere from the bomb. So it's a little tiny piece of that plutonium or a little tiny piece of that uranium-235 that got kicked up in the air.
And when you mean tiny, you mean particulate, like really,
tiny,
really
tiny, tiny,
really small.
And like we were talking earlier where I told you that the Hiroshima bomb detonated at about, 10,000 feet or, 5,000 feet above the ground.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize.
Right. But these bombs that are problematic are the ones that were just sitting on the surface. And so it was creating a crater, and it was kicking up all that dust, and that dust was carrying these micro particles of the fissile product or the uranium or the uranium or the plutonium. And so that gets attached to a piece of dust, and it floats, and then eventually it settles down. And if you're downwind of that area, then that particulate's going to carry into your lungs and carry into your body through the air mostly,
right,
and possibly through the water. But what happens eventually is it gets percolated out, and it gets dispersed so much that then it's indistinguishable from normal background radiation.
Okay.
And I've heard, and again, you don't know who to trust anymore, that's kind of where we are right now.
Okay.
That it's normal, we're in a normal background radiation type
pretty
thing,
much
and that
gone.
The cancer rates are normal here as opposed to anywhere else.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. Again, in this new age of enlightenment where we don't trust anything.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't. Your thyroid is fine. You've never had a problem.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I've lived here, since 1970.
Long before.
Yeah. Well, 68.
I came here in 93 or 94, so.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
But there was a really good friend of mine, one of my best friends, and his big brother had throat cancer, and he was 10 years older than us. Hmm. So he was born in 52, and there's a lot of folks that had, absolutely. Back in the 50s, if you got cancer, it was probably from some of that stuff in the early 60s. Absolutely. In fact, that local attorney was the one that won that downwinder site, and I remember he won the class action lawsuit against the federal government back in the mid-70s, late 70s. I remember I was in Dixie High School when it happened.
By the way, I almost dropped my pen. By the way, if you want to call into the show, it's 673-5890.
So we went from drones to
it's kind of related, sort of. If you want to text into the show, 467-5842. So they're both 435 area code, 673-5890 to call, 467-5842 to text me if you would like to throw some input into this.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like there's a, I don't know. It just feels like a weird time, and it's hard to say what it is,
Back to the drones?
Well, yeah, because it's like we don't have a government anymore.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's running the show. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, there's...
There
ain't nobody home.
Ain't nobody home, really. So who's doing all... Who's making the decisions? Apparently being a president isn't that hard a job.
So if Donald Trump were president today instead of in a month, what do you think would be going on with the drone? Do you think he would shoot him? Do you think he...
At the very least, you'd have more answers.
Yeah.
Really?
So my news correspondent guy came on, and I said, why don't we just shoot the things down? He said, well, actually, most of them are over residential areas, and if you shoot one down, it's going to land on somebody's house or whatever, and you can't do that. And I said, yeah, but a lot of them are coming in. They see them coming in over the ocean, right? They see them.
Yeah.
Shoot them down over the water before they get here.
Well, yeah, if this was my house, I doubt that I would get my shotgun, my 12-gauge, and go out and pop a few at it,
Yeah.
Even with buckshot, I don't know. Because that's still pretty high.
I saw a video of
they fly higher than the goose does when you're hunting.
I saw a meme that said, if the drones had appeared in Texas and it showed a bunch of guys pointing their guns up in the air, and then a guy from New Jersey going, what are they doing? Talking with Jack Lancaster today on the Andy Griffin Show. Jack is a business owner here in town, and it's a strange time of year for business owners. If you're a retail establishment selling presents, I guess, knickknacks, whatever, it's probably pretty busy time of the year.
Probably, yeah.
Restaurants, not as much, I suppose. This kind of little dead time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, everybody's doing their thing, you know, and getting ready for the big holiday. So.
And we can't spend money on food because we got to buy presents.
Got to buy presents, that's right. Budget your money.
Are you a typical guy procrastination-wise with presents? Are you putting it off till the last minute?
Usually Christmas Eve is when I
That's Maverick's still open.
You get what you get with me.
the one thing about, for me, I was pretty bad that way, I suppose, but I've started ordering all my, maybe it's a lazy guy in me, I started ordering everything online, and they tell you, if you're going to order it online, you better order it by about today. This is kind of last day if you want to get it by Christmas. And so this past weekend, actually from like Thursday until last night, I was busy ordering a lot of presents online because I knew if I didn't get them ordered, they weren't going to be here on time. So maybe, like I said, maybe the lazy man in me or whatever, but I didn't want to procrastinate. Maybe that is procrastinate. I waited till the 14th or 15th to order. But I noticed almost every one of the things I ordered from said, due to arrive December 19th.
Okay.
I'm like, the 19th is going to be a crazy day for UPS and USPS and FedEx and all those guys because everything's coming on the 19th, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is what? That is Thursday this week.
Okay.
So
Thursday this week.
Yeah, Ports Pirates will be active, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, you got your doorbell camera?
I do not.
I really like mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I need to get one, I guess.
Because every time the doorbell hits when I'm not home, it rings on my phone.
And do you have the one? So they have the ones that Ring. You pay a subscription for, so
Yeah,
that's kind of been the thing that's holding me back, which is really stupid because I think the price is really low.
Well, it's cheap. It's part of a whole home security system I got.
We have some other security, but we don't have the Ring doorbell thing. So,
but it's nice.
If my wife weren't horribly allergic to animals, I would get a big scary dog too. and I do have some other, like I said, some other, you know, I'm armed and stuff. So there's that.
Really, you don't need a big scary dog. All you need is like a Chihuahua because they just they're the alarm. You know, they wake everybody up, and then you can do something.
So my daughter came. We bought her dinner. It was her birthday this weekend, and happy birthday, Holly. She's 21.
Oh,
and. She comes over and I said, how's it going? And what's going on in your life? You know, we just talked for a little while. And she said, yeah, we had to have the carpets cleaned. And I'm like, oh, what happened? And she said, well, we have a dog. I'm like, okay.
Say no more.
Well, say no more. But I said, what made it any worse than usual? She said, well, apparently someone banged on our door last night and scared the dog so bad it peed on the carpet. And I'm like, wait, someone banged on your door and your dog got scared and peed? She's like, yeah. And I said, that's really not what a dog is for. If someone bangs on your door, your dog should be barking and growling and alerting people, not running and hiding and peeing.
Yeah.
That's the wrong kind of dog. She said, well, it did bark after it peed.
How did they find out? They step in it? walking down the,
well,
the bare feet?
I think they got, it was middle of the night, but I think they got up to see what the banging was and saw the dog and the mess. And the,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Let's get
they
a weather.
Find out who's banging on their door in the middle of the night?
They said it was, what do they call them nowadays? Ding-dong ditchers?
Oh,
I guess it's popular in their neighborhood right now. It's happened to them two or three times. It has happened to almost everyone on their street.
Oh, okay. So,
in fact, they said after someone had banged on their door that the other night, they went out to the front porch just to kind of look around and see if they could see him. And there were two or three other people out on their front porch going, did you see anything? Did you see? And nobody could see anything.
Oh.
But apparently it's pretty common up there.
Yeah, I did that.
She's in Cedar City.
I did that a couple times.
Did you? Yeah. We didn't call it that back in the day, though. But
we'll get a different term for it. Yeah.
We can't
say that anymore.
We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back to the Andy Griffin Show, 9:36 on this Monday, December 16th. Jack Lancaster is here. Hi, Jack.
Hey, good morning.
Got a phone call during the break. A guy said, yeah, there's an app called Flight Radar. Flight Radar. He said it's absolutely free and it'll show you everything in the sky. I have not checked into it, so I can't say I vetted it or anything. I think Jack is looking into it right now.
I'm looking it up right now.
But, yeah, that sounds like a good weapon to have in your tool belt, right, to be able to see
what's up
in the sky.
I'm downloading it.
Okay.
I've already got one on my phone, and it's called, where is it? Shoot. Plane Finder. Yeah. So that tells you all the flights that are going on. So you can literally sit outside, and you know how you see the jets go by.
Mm-hmm.
You can open up the Plane Finder app, and you can see which jet it is. It'll tell you the airline.
Really? Just by the one that's flying over you, right? At that moment, you can look at it.
Yeah. So, and it's free. So, like right now, let me get over here. It always opens me up in Oklahoma. I'm going to scroll over to Utah.
I thought it was, you know, while you're doing that, I thought it was fascinating. When we were talking about those hot air balloons and the fact that those hot air balloons, a lot of them are right on the flight path, it seems like to me, to the airport. And I was always curious. And I guess that they actually have, hot air balloons actually have priority. So
yeah, the planes have to go up or down.
Yeah, they don't have navigational purpose. So the planes have to go around the balloons. If there's a balloon in the air, the planes have to take a different approach.
That's right.
And I mean, I guess of course that makes sense, but you never really think about it until you're like, oh yeah, hey, I guess that kind of is a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
well, anyway, so yeah, this map is really not very user friendly right now. Well, there's nobody over us right now.
Okay.
So there's that.
Jack, are you a movie guy? I guess Moana 2 won again. 5 weeks in a row, it's won first place in the movie weekend box office.
Yeah, I'm not, I haven't been to a movie for quite a while.
Okay.
And I was talking to my wife the other day and I said, you know, I really miss the feeling of going to a movie and, you know, just
escaping
there.
Yeah.
Just can't do it anymore. There's something different.
Really?
Yeah. I think the last time I had that feeling was when I went and saw Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah.
That was a good movie to
escape. It's just not the same. I don't know. I'm such a critic now.
Is it you or have the theaters changed a little?
Everybody my age. I mean, I watch a lot of videos and people say, YouTube videos, and they'll say that the movies just aren't the same anymore. They're just not good. There's nothing original. Everything's a second or a third or some sequel, or they're rebooting Fall Guy, for example.
Yeah.
You know, they're rebooting something else. You know,
Star Wars movies are there now.
Well, there's that, but I mean, Disney's ruined Star Wars. Yeah. You know, completely. I don't even pay attention.
They've Disney.
They ruined Star Trek, so that really made me mad.
Yeah,
that really made me mad.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about artificial intelligence a little bit. I found a whole. It's funny you do a search on artificial intelligence and you get answers from artificial intelligence telling you about artificial intelligence. But one of the sites I found, this was cool. What's the creepiest thing that artificial intelligence has ever said to you? One guy, I don't know if this is creepy, it's a little strange, but one guy said he had mentioned he was chatting online and AI, he told the group that he was chatting with, which included an AI bot, said, I'm thinking about writing a book. A month later, he gets a message from artificial intelligence saying, hey, how's your book going? That's a little creepy.
Yeah, Google does that to me all the time.
Do they?
Okay. Yeah. I think about something, I turn on my phone, and it's right there.
Yeah, that's
and I true. Swear I haven't said it out loud.
So
right now there's a flight. Over west of St. George from Honolulu Hawaiian Airlines out of Salt Lake City 52 minutes ago. He's flying at 38,000 feet, 432 knots, and he's headed to Honolulu.
Ooh.
So there's that. You can see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very cool. That's similar to what you see when you're on an airplane and the flight tracker thing.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
Back to AI. So the one thing that you've got to remember with artificial intelligence. So why is AI different from what we've had in the past? Well, AI attempts to bridge the gap of logic. So instead of, you know, machines just spitting back what programmers said, AI tries to process, put all the factors together, and give you an answer to a question or give you a theory as to why something is. And so there are some positives with that for sure. But there are a lot of negatives too. And, you know, when you think about the people that program these, so I've had a lot of good friends who are programmers.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say all of them, but a lot of them are strange dudes. And yeah, these are the guys yeah. programming AI.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, they're a little bit, I mean, to be a programmer, you have to love, you know, the language of programming. It's,
right.
It's a very, it's an offbeat kind of different kind of mindset.
But not just that. I think they're to the point now where they can program, create a program to write programs.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. In fact, there's an article online about will we get to the point as a society that poetry written by AI is better than poetry written by humans?
I don't know.
Something to think
about.
It's
already doing a lot of work. I mean, I got another friend who's an author, and he had AI write a book for him. In like 3 days.
Wow.
He put in all the parameters of the book. It was not a fiction book. It was kind of a self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
But put in all the parameters and it's he went through it, but you know, yeah.
will you hear the stories of people that have used AI? There was a law case where they used AI to do their research for them. And as it turns out, AI couldn't find the research they wanted, so it made it up. And the judge threw the case out. They lost the case.
Gosh.
Because. And so now there's a movement in law, that you're not allowed to use AI.
Well, because, that's a good idea.
Because AI will... And that's the part that's a little bit confusing to me. So are these programmers telling AI, if you don't know the answer, make something up? Or did AI just take that leap by itself?
Well, it makes stuff up. I mean, you remember like 7 or 8 months ago, you were creating an image of the founding fathers. And
they were black, some of them?
Yeah. Or I actually went there, and it wouldn't create a white, typical white American family. It wouldn't do that.
Because it's woke? Is AI woke?
Yes. That program was. I forget the name of that.
Was it ChatGTP or the other one?
I don't remember.
OpenAI?
Yeah,
one of those, huh?
Uh-huh.
The thing, so I was on Reddit reading.
So, yeah, they do make stuff up.
Yeah. I was on Reddit reading about AI, some of the creepy things, and it was actually, I would say, hundreds of people said, well, AI has gotten to the point where it's kind of creepy. It's kind of stalkerish. It's kind of, it's almost pedophile. It's like one person said, yeah, I'm only 10 years old. They were lying. But I'm only 10 years old. And the AI made a response, a flirtatious response that said, that's old enough for me or something like that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is a little creepy, a little scary, I guess. I don't know.
I again, it's a weird world we're living in right now. I got to say, you know,
one guy said he lived in rural California, and the AI bot said you should come visit me because you're only 6 hours from me. Well, he looked it up, and the company that owned the AI program was 6 hours away from his town.
Huh.
It was a 6-hour drive, and he's like, "How did it know that?
I didn't know where I live." That I was 6 hours away.
Yeah. And a lot of people commented on that one. Like, they're like, that one is a little bit creepy. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Should we be afraid of AI? I don't know. There are some pros and cons to AI. It diminishes human error. It's supposed to diminish human error. Humans can make mistakes, but computers, if programmed properly, and there's the big asterisk, if programmed properly, will make fewer mistakes in certain areas. Since AI decisions come from compiled data with designed algorithms, errors are reduced, accuracy is increased, and precision is possible. All right, that's number one positive. Number two, facilitates faster decision making. I think we can all agree on that one. It does. I mean, you have the computer working on things, it happens quick. It lessens the risk. I don't know about that one. Provides digital assistance, identifies patterns. Okay, now the negatives. AI is going to do away with a lot of people's jobs.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, a lot. While this may be seen as a sign of progress, a lot of people are going to be out of work. And there's a story online about a guy in Wyoming and his job. He says, I have to rethink who I am. He says, I worked at this plant for 30 years. Uh-huh. AI is making it so my job is no longer necessary. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I'm 50. I got year. I'm not ready for retirement.
Yeah, but you know, if it creates more productivity, then it will be better for everyone. Because one of the reasons America is the wealthiest country on earth is because we're the most productive people. Our workers are much more productive than any other worker. Yeah.
They only work 4 days a week and take a month off in the summer in Europe.
Well, I know, but we do, you know, and we are much more productive, and that makes us more wealthy. Yeah. You know.
Here's one. So, and by the way, this is from an article in rockcontent.com, but this is one that I kind of have been referring to. Ethical dilemmas. A struggling point for using AI is its limitation to incorporate ethics and morality, which are important human features. AI only has data and algorithms to form decisions and predictions. In turn, bias may be inherent within the data in some way, conscious or unconscious, and might lead to discriminatory output since it can focus on logical conclusions only. Ethical considerations in AI development and deployment are an active area of research and discussion, and efforts are being made to develop AI systems that can incorporate ethical principles. But then you go, okay, well, whose ethics are being programmed into it?
Right.
Because it can only go so far. And that's something that's always worried me. I have moral code. I have standards. I have ethics. If the AI is programmed to have some ethics, but they're different than my ethics, then, you know, that's not ethical to me.
Okay.
So it's a little bit worrisome, I would say.
Well, it could be used as such a bad weapon if you want to.
It really could.
I mean, think about this. It could create, I think the term is doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
Or an avatar of you,
yeah,
and then start sending people messages, texts or whatever, and emails and videos, and then they think it's really you, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've actually watched. There was a my wife sent me this video, and it was Barron Trump singing a Christmas song about being in the White House and about Jesus and stuff. And it was AI, but she didn't know that it was.
Huh.
I could see. Wow. Yeah.
So and related to that, I watched a video of a quarterback calling his receiver a bunch of names, like vulgar names, because he wasn't on board with it. And then it turns out the whole thing, they had replaced the audio, but made it kind of match the guy's lips while he was talking with artificial intelligence audio. Uh-huh. So it sounded like him. It looked like he was saying it, but he never said those things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's some very problematic issues.
Beware. Be a very wary bear.
Be very aware.
We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Good morning to you, 9:54 on KDXU. Jack is here with me. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Hey, well, I want to talk about charities. Now, Jack, I don't know if you knew this, but this bothered me, right?
Yeah.
Utah used to be the number one most charitable state in America.
Okay.
And it wasn't even close, I thought.
Yeah.
Last year, Wyoming passes. Wyoming.
Really?
Of all places. Per capita, Wyoming gives more money than Utah.
You know, Wyoming's got a lot of really cool dudes up there, I got to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they passed it. Anyway, so I've taken it upon myself. I think
I got a theory about how we lost to Wyoming.
All right. Well, okay. Let me hear it, and then I want to make my point here.
Maybe it's all the newcomers.
Oh. Ooh, did Jack just call out the Californians a little bit?
I didn't
bit?
Say that. I just said
you didn't say it, but it was in your eyes, I
maybe.
Saw.
I said maybe.
Okay. No, anyway, we'll move on from that.
Or maybe we've gotten poorer, or maybe we've gotten richer. I don't know. Who gives more? Poor people? It sounds like if Wyoming's giving more, then maybe they're less wealthy than Utahns. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
That's maybe it.
Anyway, I wanted to make sure we're giving money to the right charities.
Okay.
Okay. There are some bad ones out there. Ones that 90-something percent.
Are you going to name them?
I am going to name them.
Are you going to name names?
I am.
I want to hear names.
I'm just going to give you the top three or four worst ones and then the top three or four best ones.
Okay,
to
I
want
to hear
it. All right. There's something called the Kids Wish Network. Now, it sounds like Make-A-Wish Foundation. Uh-huh. It's not.
Okay.
It's called Kids Wish Network, and Kids Wish Network, approximately 93% of the money they bring in go to paying their employees and their CEO and all that stuff. So only if you give money to Kids Wish Network, only 7% actually goes to kids and their trips and stuff. So look it up, but go to Make-A-Wish, right? Don't go to Kids Wish. And that's how they get you, I think, some of these. Yeah. They sound like some. There's two or three on here.
Okay.
There's one called Cancer Fund of America.
Cancer Fund of America.
It is not a cancer. I mean, yeah, they give some of their money to cancer research, but it is not the American Cancer Society or some of these other really good.
How much do they give to the cancer?
It's over all of these are over 90% of their money given to themselves and less than 10% to the actual charity. Yeah. There's another one called Children's Wish Foundation, just like the Kids Wish Network.
Okay.
And again, they're using the name to make you feel bad. Oh, here's some money because you're going to save the kid. They don't save the kids. What they do is they buy mansions and jets and pools.
Wow.
And stuff. Another one like that, American Breast Cancer Foundation. That's not. No, it's not. It's not the. It's not so the American not Cancer Society.
Okay,
no.
It's not the pink ribbon ones.
No,
right?
No, this is a different one. And then number five worst charity, the Firefighters Charitable Foundation. Now, I don't want to get after the firefighters and the policemen, but when you get a phone call and they say, "Hey, you want to give money to the firefighters and the policemen," right?
I had one of those guys hounding me for a year.
Yeah, they call all the time.
Yeah,
don't. Okay, if you want to give money to a charity, do it on your own volition. Go and research and find a charity that actually deserves the money. Yeah. I'll give you three right up front.
Okay, here's some good ones.
Village. There's a place called Village Enterprise, and it gives money for homeless people. It's over 90% of it go to the charity instead of to the needs of the people instead of to the foundation.
Okay,
also,
that sounds good.
Navy SEALs. Navy SEAL Foundation is a good one.
Okay.
And that goes to, most of the money for that goes to Navy, members of the Navy who have been injured in the line of duty.
Okay. Okay.
And help their families to make it. So,
all right.
Those are good ones. Also, believe it or not, Salvation Army is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And people say, they're ringing their bells, they're going to line their pocket. No, Salvation Army is pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's the one we see here this time of year with it is a good charity to give money to. However, and I'm going to get in trouble for this because my girls were Girl Scouts, but the Girl Scout Foundation of America is not a good charity to give money to.
Okay.
They, most of the money that they take in, and I don't have a percent number, but I know it's a big, like 70-something percent goes to paying off the leadership of Girl Scouts.
Okay.
So, and in fact, if you have, I have, my daughter sold Girl Scout cookies and my nieces now sell Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Out of every 450 or whatever the boxes are now, the local troop only gets like 7 cents or something like that. It's ridiculous.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's true.
My daughter was in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, they don't give money back to the local troop. And then if you sell so many boxes, you get a prize. You don't get any commission. You get a prize and...
Huh.
It's tough. Oh, man, we're out of time.
But those are good cookies, though.
They are good cookies.
I got to say. The Thin Mints were my Samoas.
Oh, so good. Thin Mints and ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
I got to say, those were good cookies. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Okay, good to hear. Good to see you again.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.